kings, queens, everything in between. So that's it. Party Podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Warren, about to crack open a beer. It is a beautiful Tuesday evening, and I've got a lovely, handsome gentleman sitting across from me. Reintroduce yourself, please.
My name is Buddy.
How do we know each other?
We met at the grocery store.
Yeah.
In the cheese aisle.
That's a lie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, this gentleman helped me record a few fun ads. We also have some questions that I think are good from male listeners that I feel like you have some good sage wisdom to help answer.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah. First, anything new you want to share, updates with the world?
No, not really.
Yeah. Nope. We're headed to Bottom of the Barrel after this.
Yep. It's Comedy Mothership.
Yes. Heading there with some of our friends. I'm very excited.
We're going to try out Dead Rabbit first.
That's not real dead rabbits. That is a name of a restaurant.
No, but if you are going to eat rabbits, they should be dead rabbits.
That's true. Have you ever eaten a rabbit before?
Lots.
Did you? Okay. This was actually a question a few weeks back, and I should have asked it to you. Have you ever eaten roadkill?
No.
Oh. There was apparently there's some people that are on their local municipalities roadkill list for very fresh roadkill, and they get calls and it's free meat.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're talking that's usually a deer or something like that, but you could be that could be 100 pounds of meat. That could be 80 pounds of meat. Mm-hmm. And if you know who killed it, if it happened right now at 5:19 and someone posted and you could get it within the first 20 to 30 minutes, even an hour, that's good meat that's going to go to waste. I mean, nature will eat it eventually, but I don't see anything wrong with it. I would eat a deer that somebody hit.
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't. You've hit some deer.
I had one hit me.
Yeah, you had some suicidal deer coming at you.
Yeah, I had a deer hit me. I've never hit a deer. I've only ever had a deer hit me.
Yeah.
Jumped into the side of my car.
Interesting.
Last November, I was in the rut.
Yeah. I remember when it happened. You called me. You were not happy.
Freaked me out.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw its face hit the window, the driver's side window, right next to me. I think it's shocking if you hit a deer, obviously, but to have one hit you, at least if you hit a deer, it's the hood length away from you. This one was 6 inches from my face. I'm surprised it didn't break my window.
Yeah. I'm surprised. My dad's hit a few deer, many deer, and every time it's totaled the car, and it's always a rental car.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. We'll start. We'll just dive into the first few questions. I'll read the subject line before telling you the story, but I guess you could probably answer this based on the subject line. If the number they gave you doesn't work, should you always assume it was fake or it was always fake?
Well, yeah. What else would it be?
Well, let me read you this specific situation from a male listener. I was out this past weekend with friends and we met a group of girls at the bar. Everyone got along. We spent the rest of the night moving around downtown together. There was one girl I hit it off with, so right before we all left, I asked her to put her number in my phone. When I texted the next day, texts were green and didn't say delivered, meaning it wasn't an accurate phone number. Out of curiosity, I looked her up on Instagram. She put her first and last name in. She popped up immediately, and we have some mutual friends. There were no signs of her having a boyfriend or anything like that in her pictures. I guess I'm wondering. We were all super drunk by the end of the night, and I know my drunk texts can get illegible with a lot of misspelled words. Is there any chance she could have given me a wrong number on accident, or should I just assume she gave the wrong one intentionally to avoid speaking to me again and cut my losses? I've never been a is there any chance guy, but this seems different.
First, yeah, cut your losses.
The area code matches, the first and last name matches up, and she seemed interested in talking, and everything else tracks based on her Instagram. I didn't buy her any drinks and she didn't ask either. I've thought about shooting her a follow and sending a DM, but I don't want to look like a creep.
No, cut your losses.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I don't think it would be such a crazy creep move to just hit follow. And if she doesn't follow back, if she doesn't do anything, unfollow and just cut your losses. I don't think that's that creepy. You could just pretend you didn't even text. People give out names all the time.
Yeah. Not worth it. Cut your losses. Girls are like a sleuth. If she felt like she was waiting on a text from you or something, she could find you too.
True.
I say cut your losses. It ain't worth looking weird, especially if you have mutual friends. She's going to talk to your friends about how you're weird and creepy and all that. No.
Well, one thing I always say is when people are will people think I'm creepy? Is you picture the person saying to their friends, what's the worst thing they could say? And a lot, because a lot of times, like when people want to do something, it's really not that creepy. Like if you picture, like, what are they going to say? Like, uh-oh, like I gave him my name and we all hung out like as friends a few nights ago. And then he added me on Instagram. What a creep. Like, I don't think that's a
yeah, but story. If it makes her feel uncomfortable and she says it to another friend, and then you've got a group of friends that don't want to hang out with your mutual friends that you just said you have, then you start getting left out of stuff, or they stop coming around, and then things get weird because you're the creepy guy in the friend group or in the mutual friends.
I mean,
it's not worth it. If you have mutual friends, chances are you'll probably bump into each other again.
I mean, okay. I just think like shooting a follow for someone that...
For a girl, sure. Not for a guy.
I think that wouldn't be... I think if you start going and sending messages, or if you say your number you gave didn't work, like I...
Yeah, what if she did give him a fake number, and then she goes, I gave so-and-so a fake number, and he stalked me and found me on Instagram and followed me.
She gave a first and last name, and it looks like her, and it's a public profile from what it sounds like.
Yeah, but if she gave a fake number, which it would seem like she did, there's a 50-50 chance, and you stalk her and find her on social media and follow her, that is creepy.
I mean... I think they're still plausible. Like, I don't think it's that bad.
I don't think you can have an informed opinion about this because you're a woman.
I mean,
you've never experienced as a man being called creepy.
I mean, if it's something where you are so terrified of being called creepy,
that is a huge fear. You talk about this on your social media,
right?
That calling men out on social media is a real reason that men don't like want to ask women, don't want to approach women. Like, you talk about that too,
right?
Especially if you have mutual friends, being labeled as a creep or being creepy. Mm-hmm. Could mean that you are like sat out of social events with the friend group, especially because you have mutual friends.
I just think the retelling of they tried to like follow you on Instagram, people will laugh more at her and be like, okay, so you guys met, you gave, she knows your, he knows.
Yeah,
your
we name. Disagree on this, but anyway.
Okay. I mean, creepy is like if you start sending a bunch of messages.
Sure, maybe.
Like, why did you?
Depends. Do you think Annabelle would find it creepy? Yes. If Annabelle gave him a fake number.
Well, I wish Annabelle was here to give an answer. I think it depends. Like, I mean, I think if you do anything beyond just follow with and send anything beyond just following without her sending something first, then yes. But I think it's like it's recent enough. Like people add each other on Instagram all the time.
If you didn't give him a fake number, sure. If you gave him a fake number and then he finds you, that's when it's creepy. If you didn't give him a fake number, then it's not creepy. This goes back to the whole thing. Do you find the guy attractive? If she wanted to see him again and he found her, then it's fine. But if she gave him a fake number, it's going to be considered creepy.
I just think there's like so much room for it to be like, you can just assume ignorance. Like,
you know, you assume ignorance that you accidentally searched someone up on social media.
No, I mean,
found
like,
them and followed them.
I mean, that they didn't realize the number was fake. Like, I feel like he didn't try, like, it doesn't sound like he tried to call it. It's not like he's saying, like, oh my God, like, I tried to call it a bunch. It's not like he's saying, I'm going to go on and send a DM that says, hey, bitch, why'd you give a fake number? It's just, I don't know, hit the fault. Like, it's not.
Yeah, but if you're a girl and you give a guy a fake number, it's because you don't want to have contact with him again. Then if he finds you to contact you again, that could be seen or make you feel like you're, like, he's being predatory, like he's being creepy. Because if you wanted him to contact you, you would have given him the real number.
Right. I mean...
So then if he forces interaction again after you gave him a fake number... Now, I don't think girls should give fake numbers. I think she should say no.
Right.
But I would assume that she gave me a fake number, cut my losses, and move on. It's not worth all the extra drama. Sure. It's not worth the last 5 minutes that we've been talking about it.
Okay.
I'm saying, like, if it's a five-minute discussion where people are split on it, it's not worth it.
Okay.
Cut your losses.
Okay, yeah. I mean, can you ever assume the waitress is into you?
No.
Okay.
I mean, like, unless she just gives you her number or something like that, no. It's her job.
Okay.
Same thing with strippers. Anybody that falls for waitresses, bartenders, or strippers, you're stupid.
Right. Well, I mean, the stripper thing, absolutely.
It's all three the same. They're just selling a different product.
Touche.
They all have the same pitch. The product's just different.
That's true. What are jobs, front-facing jobs, where you should always assume that they're being nice and not flirting? And is there anything where you can assume they're flirting?
You should never assume that they're flirting, but anybody that if there is a tip screen in front of you, you should assume that they are doing their job, or if they profit directly off of your interaction, sales, anything with a tip associated with it, cashiers, strippers, bartenders, waitresses, Uber drivers, hotel staff, they're always polite. I would never assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real estate agents?
I mean, I don't think you should ever assume, but a real estate agent is like a long play. Like, people usually like find a real estate agent and go back to them and stuff like that. So like, if you're a real estate agent, if you're a woman that's a real estate agent flirting with a man who is buying a house or whatever the piece of property is, this is not what, I don't mean like you're asking for it, but like you are asking for him to take advantage of the fact that you're flirting, like for him to call you, for him to have personal conversations, follow on social media, because that's not like a direct, like quick interaction. It's not like flirt with you for 5 minutes and get a $10 tip. It is build a relationship. You know, like a lot of people have relationships with their real estate agents.
That's true. If you wanted to shoot your shot with someone in one of those positions, how would you recommend you do it? In a way that doesn't put them on the spot or make you look creepy.
Maybe leave, I mean, it's corny, but like leave a note on your receipt, leave the ball in their court. But I say don't ever do it.
Yeah.
Ever. Never. It's not worth it. I think that if you work in one of those jobs and you want someone to approach you, you need to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, like we go to Luster Pearl South a decent amount. If I walked in there as a single man, there was a female bartender, which I don't think there is any female bartenders there. I don't think I've ever seen one. But anyway, if I walked in there and there's a female bartender and I felt like she was flirting with me and I asked her out and she said no, or I misread the room, now I got to see her when I go back there.
Yeah.
It's weird for her and it's weird for me.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. I'd rather enjoy my bar, my restaurant, my grocery store, whatever it is. It's not worth it.
Women aren't worth it.
It's not worth ruining an entire experience to be turned down.
True.
We're in 2024. If they're interested, they can let you know.
I agree. We have a question. Okay, what if the shoe is on the other foot, though? You're the person working, and you've got a customer that you're attracted to, and this will lead into the next letter from a listener who's been here since the beginning. But
like, if you're a bartender and you want to ask someone out,
if you're a bartender, if you are the bartender, sure, yeah.
If you're a male bartender, I don't think you can ever ask out a female customer, ever. Because it makes it, that's like a no-no. As someone that used to run a bar, it's a no-no, because you might make that customer feel uncomfortable and not want to come back. And the date's not worth the dollar that is lost by the company. I mean, imagine if like that were to happen to somebody in our friend group at whatever bar and nobody from our friend group went back and it was somewhere that you were a regular, like, you know, it's a chunk of money missing. I mean, I think that if you're a woman, you can ask the guy out, because a guy is probably still going to come back even if he's not interested. Guys just are different.
Yeah.
But I think maybe saying like, if it's specifically a bartender, like, hey, I see you here a lot. Like, where else do you like to drink? And they go, oh, I like to drink at so-and-so. You go, oh, I've never been there. Oh, it's really cool. Yeah, would you want to go and grab a drink there sometime?
Yeah.
Something like that, maybe. You know, I don't know. I think that it's just weird to ask somebody out when they're drinking.
Fair. Nope, I mean, that's true.
Well, not when they're drinking, but like when they're at work. Sorry. Well, both, but.
So at some places I've noticed, like some places, especially like larger, like a Luster Pearl, like the bartenders are almost like celebrities in some cases. Like they get tagged in the Instagram posts, and like the people that go to this bar will sometimes like follow those people.
Sure.
Like you'll look at them, it's like, oh, whoa, they've got like thousands of followers. Wonder why. Should you ever should you ever assume an Instagram follow is always to flirt? Like if a girl follows on Instagram, I think like a lot of guys would attribute that to flirting.
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
I don't think so. Follow's a follow. I don't think it's anything.
Okay.
Especially if like you make any kind of content. Like my Instagram's pretty boring.
Right.
But I post stupid stuff on my stories all the time. It's like if someone were to go to my page and see something funny or stupid on my story, they may follow it. We'll see more of that. I don't know. My Instagram's pretty lame. It's literally just like, I think every couple of months I post a picture of us. That's about it.
Yeah. Do men ever find women creepy, and why would they? That's just more of a general curious.
I mean, I think that, yeah, but you have to be unattractive. Mm. Like, the guy's not going to find the attractive girl creepy.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
It's fair.
Where I think girls will find attractive guys creepy too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Creepy is creepy.
But creepy, creepy is in the same realm. Like, it's partially creepy because there's like a threat there.
Yeah, it's like it's a intangible threat. Like, you have a weird vibe. Like, you would say scary or something. Like, if there was something you could actually point to that's like a known threatening, like they did this thing. Like, creepy is just like,
yeah, like if you're not gonna call like a, if we leave here and go to Whole Foods, you're not gonna like call a 10-year-old boy creepy.
Yeah,
if he like looks at you weird or like winks at you, you won't be like, there's a creepy 10-year-old boy that winked at me.
No,
because you assume that there's no threat there.
Yeah.
But like, if there's a homeless man outside or someone, you know, whatever, that made you feel uncomfortable, you might refer to them as creepy because there's like a possibility of a threat.
Exactly.
So I think that it doesn't really work the other way around, because men are not threatened by women physically.
True.
Like, the threat of physical violence to a man from a woman is incredibly low.
Yes. Slim to none.
Yeah. Almost non-existent.
All right. And this is I talk a lot about like the third spaces. So that's what this person's referring to. So if you think that we've seen a loss of the third space in 2024. So the place you go to that's not work or school and your home. So wherever you go to hang out. So that's what they mean by third space. Hey, a longtime listener, I have a weird one for you. I work at a popular third space for nerdy people. It's not in the largest city. Okay. So it's dealing with the smaller municipality. I watch women get weird attention from a flock of single men on the regular. Not wanting to add to the problem and wanting women to feel welcome in the space, I intentionally don't make any advances or ask people out who go there. When it comes to talking to someone who goes there, I also want to caveat early on that if for any reason it doesn't work out, there would never be any bad blood on my end. The last thing I would want is to take someone's hobby or recreational space away because there's that guy there. The downside is watching my friends find success in dating, doing things that make me feel gross, or basically friend zoning myself at the beginning of talking to someone, which literally just happened. I feel like trying to be considerate is manifesting as overly professional, or at the very least stopping any possible relationship from having a noticeable spark. The conversations go great, laughing on both sides, usually 2-ish weeks of good banter, an hour or two each day, and then it just doesn't go anywhere or move to actual dating. Unsure if this is a me thing, and I'm too in my own head or concerned about women's boundaries, just trying not to be another gross guy, or whether they read my hesitation as a lack of interest and move on. Either way, would love to hear your thoughts. Thank you for the interesting conversations.
I mean, I think you're at work.
Yeah.
Like, your work shouldn't be like where you are. You shouldn't use your work as like a dating scene. Mm-hmm. And if you want to do that, you need to do that when you're not at work. Mm-hmm. When you're not working.
Yeah.
Like, if it's a third space for people, maybe it could be a third space for you as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe you hang out after your shift, come in early on your day off, and then if you see the same patrons there, then you can approach them when you're not working.
Yeah.
But while you're working, when you walk into any business, there's like an unwritten relationship, like set of guidelines of like, you work here, mm-hmm. I'm spending money here. Mm-hmm. There's like certain rules that apply, you know, because you are representing the business as well as yourself. And so I think that if you want to do that, there's nothing wrong with doing that. Just mm-hmm. go in when you're not working and talk to those same people.
Yeah, I think so. Or find a similar like adjacent type of community. Because you think of like, there's certain, obviously, like restaurant customer, bar customer is sure. like a different story. But there's some like workplaces that feel more like a sense of community, like a gym. Or sure. if you work at the rock gym, like all the people there love rock climbing.
Yeah, but if you work there,
yes,
you're probably into it.
Yes.
You probably partake in those activities as well.
Right.
If you're there when you're not working doing those things, you have the freedom, just like anybody else that uses the facility, to talk to people and interact. And it's part of, you are part of the community. Mm-hmm. But while you're working, you're working. So do it while you're not working.
Yeah.
Or go to, if you work at a comic book store, go to another comic book store and maybe you'll see like-minded people there. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and you can say like, oh yeah, I actually work at, you know, Dinkendorf's comic shop down the street or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, and so that can be like an icebreaker or whatever. I don't know. Don't do it at work.
Yeah. No, I do think like taking it away from the workplace, just because I think there's like a social contract people follow when they think that you are on duty. Like sure. They'll give you a kindness or expect you just assume there's like a sense of safety where they maybe would interact with you in a different way than they would if you were just
agreed
on the same playing field. I think the same goes for like randomly like coworkers who want to date each other. Like you should never be asking each other out on like work channel. Like you shouldn't be using Slack. You shouldn't be having that ask out happen at the office. Like,
yeah. And maybe I'm off here, so feel free to correct me. But like when I used to work in a restaurant and I managed the bar, I would run the bar. Mm-hmm. And like women would come up to you at the bar, even like with their at dinner with their husbands, and like flirt with the bartenders, even if it wasn't myself, if it was another one of our male bartenders. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you know they're working, mm-hmm. there's a
safe adventure, I would call it.
It's like playful, but like we both know, like you're working mm-hmm. and I'm here to spend money. This isn't me saying like mm-hmm. I'm interested.
Yeah.
You know, I think that a lot of people do that. You might have like flirty, fun banter back and forth mm-hmm. with a bartender or a cashier or something that if that person was just walking down the road next to you, you would never engage in. Yeah. There's like a security net of this person is at work. Mm-hmm. So I'm safe to have this fun banter after a couple Lone Stars or whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's why people have, you know, rationalized going to the strip club or something like that.
Sure.
Because it's a safe, contained environment. The stripper's never going to steal. It's not like, you know, you go, your husband meets a woman at a bar. I think that's way more of a threat than he goes to the strip club.
We've had that conversation with one of my friend's girlfriends. Mm-hmm. Like, this is literally the last place he's ever going to bring a girl home from.
Yeah.
Like, if you're worried about him cheating on you, that's the place you should want him to go, because mm-hmm. there is a 0% chance mm-hmm. he's leaving with a girl.
Yeah.
Whereas if he goes to the random local bar where everybody's shooting pool and just drinking, mm-hmm. the women there might actually flirt with him exactly. and mean it and be looking for something. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just buying drinks. Like, if he's at the strip club, mm-hmm. he's paying them.
Yes.
He's not, I mean, even if there is flirtation going on, he's not leaving with a girl. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really interesting perspective.
Yeah.
About third spaces, I don't think third spaces are going away. I had a TikTok go like really viral about this. It was adjacent to this. I don't think they're going away. I think people aren't using them.
That I agree with.
They're not going away. Mm-hmm. Like, list five third spaces.
Kids hanging out at the mall, the arcade. Like that kind of thing to socialize. Like
gym?
Yeah.
Exists. Mm-hmm. Coffee shop?
Yeah.
Still exists.
Yep. Places to hang out. Yeah. I mean, you're seeing less malls and arcades and that kind of thing.
I think they're different.
Yeah. That's the thing.
They're different because we've gotten like malls are going away because people shop online. Mm-hmm. But shopping centers, the Domain is a mall.
It's true.
It's just different. Mm-hmm. You can go hang out at the Domain if you wanted to.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, and arcades are different, but like they still exist. They're just a little bit more niche.
Yeah.
Like you have to go, it's not like Chuck E. Cheese arcade anymore. Like they're nicer, but like you could go do like Sandbox VR and stuff like that. They've gotten maybe a little bit more expensive, but people also demand more.
Yeah.
Like if you walked into a warehouse building that had a bunch of like, I mean, there is a huge arcade in Nashville that's mm-hmm. old games. Mm-hmm. Like people want like the newest and nicest games. Well, you putting your quarter in isn't, mm-hmm. you know, like Dave and Buster's still exists.
Yeah.
You go to Dave and Buster's, people just don't go to them. People are tired or broke mm-hmm. or whatever. They don't go to third spaces, but like.
There's more stuff you can do from your couch too. I mean, like back in the
sure.
day. Yeah.
Like I got a Planet Fitness membership this week. Mm-hmm. Today is Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So I've been three times, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Is that right?
Yes.
And I've seen some of the same people at the gym already in those 3 days. I've been like, oh, I think I've seen that guy before. Or, you know, that older lady's doing this or whatever. So like, if I was looking to make friends, I'm seeing these people mm-hmm. in this third space. Like, we go to Dutch Bros by the house a good bit. I see the same people that work there every time I go there.
Yeah.
Sprouts, you know, when I go to Sprouts, I see the same people that work there. I've seen people that go there multiple times. I've seen someone that works with Annabelle at Sprouts at mm-hmm. the grocery store. Like, I think people just don't, people want to, like, sit at home, not go to a gym. they want to make their coffee at home or DoorDash their coffee, and then they want to DoorDash this thing, and they want to like order this off of Amazon, and they want to do all of their like entertainment things from home. They don't want to get out and do anything, and they complain because there's no third spaces. Third spaces aren't free.
Yeah.
There's not just like a free place to go anymore. Like malls aren't surviving because those stores aren't paying rent to, you know, those places. Like there's, we've been to the mall here at Barton Creek in the Domain. There's two malls within 20 minutes of here.
Yeah.
Like there's still places, but things are more expensive, you know, and if people go and use that as a third space and cause problems, you don't deserve the third space. And if you cause problems there, like the mall that I grew up going to in middle and high school, fights, shootings, tons of like behavioral issues and stuff like that. People like driving around the parking lot, just like listening to loud music and, you know, having like parties in the parking lot and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Well, that went away. They put security around. And if you weren't actually shopping, if you were just loitering with no bags in your hands, they kicked you out.
Yeah.
Because those things were leading to problems. They were making people that wanted to shop there not come there. So like, I don't think that third spaces are going away. I think people don't use third spaces anymore, or they take advantage of third spaces to the point that they no longer are beneficial for the business.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Yeah. My video was about a coffee shop somewhere that started charging for Wi-Fi.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah. And people were mad because they were charging like, I don't even remember what it was, but something for the Wi-Fi. And the thing is people go to a coffee shop, especially in a huge city, they may not have Wi-Fi at their apartment or not good Wi-Fi. And they go to the coffee shop and they sit there for 8 hours. Mm-hmm. They buy a bottle of water or a $5 coffee and they take up a seat. Mm-hmm. Well, you might say like, well, I'm only one person. Yeah, but if 50 people do that and they've only got 50 seats, now they don't have anywhere for people to like actually come and sit and read their book for an hour on their lunch break.
True.
So now they're losing money because people aren't going to coffee shop A, they're going to coffee shop B to do those things. Mm-hmm. So how do they get people back? They kick you out. Well, it's not worth it for a business to have a negative interaction with a client where you have to make someone like, can you imagine if they're like, oh, Charlotte, go kick that 6'4", 250-pound man doing on that Zoom meeting on his laptop. Go kick him out. He's been here for an hour already.
And my job is to make coffees for people.
Yeah, for $12 an hour or whatever.
Yeah, no.
Like, you're not the bouncer.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, well, they can use this software that, like, you have an encryption key or whatever, and you buy it by the hour. Mm-hmm. People are going to complain about that, too. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and why should the coffee shop have to spend the money to have those systems in place when they can just go, like,
yeah,
Wi-Fi costs $5 or whatever it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, pay it. Yeah. And don't complain about it, or don't pay it and go somewhere else.
Yeah. Nothing in there's no such thing as a free lunch. Mm-mm. Yeah. No, I guess, yeah, to circle back to this, because this is, yeah, loyal listener. I would say, yeah, if we're going back to the third space thing, it sounds like whatever this nerdy hobby is, it's something that he's passionate about. Just, you know, take these interactions that are supposed to be flirting out to those, I would say. So it doesn't, you know, the implied social contract of the workplace is no longer there. And then, yeah, like when you're doing the, like, I think that just kind of sets the tone that it's that it's not a work politeness thing.
Yeah.
And just proceed as normal. Like,
yeah, I mean, I think like it, we don't know what the hobby is, but like there's usually something adjacent to it too.
Yeah.
So like find that, or just come back to work when you're not working.
Yeah.
And you might say like, well, I don't want to be there. When I'm not working. Mm-hmm. Well, then if that person that you are interested in goes there, you would most likely, if you were dating them, be going there because you'd be spending time with them doing something they like to do if you're a good partner. And so do you want to meet the people that do that thing or not?
Yeah.
If there's only one place to do it and it's where you work, come back when you're not working and meet those people. I think a lot of the pressure is lifted.
Okay. No,
because then you can go like, oh, I've seen you here before.
Yeah.
Like, oh, are you working? Actually, no. Like, I like to spend my time here doing playing Pogs or whatever the thing is that it is. But like, You go like, actually, I like to come here and do it when I'm not working. I really enjoy it. It's like, this is one of my hobbies. And then it like is an icebreaker or whatever.
Yeah. What would you think? Is this too crazy of an idea that just gets too bold and crosses too many wires? But if he took his tried his hand at like hosting an event or like some sort of like beers, like happy hour for people interested in hobby.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Okay.
Because when you're hosting, you're working again.
That's true.
It's like, you know, like we hosted people to watch football mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago, and like we're making sure the food is out and everybody has somewhere to sit. Like mm-hmm. if you're the one that's hosting.
True.
Yeah. I mean, you could talk to your boss and say like, hey, could we host a blah, 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 blah night? But like, I really don't want to work it because I want to participate.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something like that. But mm-hmm. I don't think, I think just show up. And if you really like, if there's a specific person you're really interested in, just do it anyway. Just ask.
Yeah.
You might get in trouble with your work, or you might lose a customer, but if you're really that interested.
Yeah.
I also even preface with that. Say like, I know this like might be a little like against the rules, but you come in here a lot. I think you're really nice, or you're really funny, or I really like your style, or whatever the thing is. Like, would you be interested in like grabbing a cup of coffee, or, you know,
yeah.
throwing darts sometimes, or whatever the thing is. Just like, I know I really probably shouldn't while I'm working, so like if it's weird, I'm sorry, like I'll never mention it again. But if you really feel that passionate about it, do it. Who yeah. cares?
Acknowledge that it could seem weird. Yeah. I think that's the move. And then yeah, I also think just in general, when if people have a quote unquote nerdy hobby that's very niche, like most people are excited to meet other people interested in it, and sure. if they could, would date somebody interested in that.
Yeah.
So I don't think you're barking up the wrong tree by thinking like, this is the type of person I'd want to date, and maybe they want to date me too.
Yeah. I also think just in general, whenever you're asking someone out, I heard someone talk about this with dealing with someone at like Chipotle or something like that, maybe. Mm-hmm. And they were saying like, it like acknowledge the fact that you could be perceived as weird or mm-hmm. out of place or an asshole or whatever. I think he had said like,
yeah.
I think I want a burrito or a bowl or something like that. And he yeah. changed his mind after they started. And he's like, I really want to, like he said, bowl. I really want a burrito. And he's like, I'm so sorry, but like before you do anything else, I know I'm going to be an asshole for saying this, but mm-hmm. is there any way we could make that a burrito instead of a bowl? And he's like, because I said like, I know I'm an asshole for saying this. Mm-hmm. Person's like, don't worry about it. It's not a yeah. big deal. But if you go like, actually I changed my mind. I want a bowl instead of a burrito or vice mm-hmm. versa. They might be like, oh. Yeah. But you like cut the tension by saying like, mm-hmm. I know I'm a jerk for doing this, but mm-hmm. they're probably like, ah, oh, it's not a big deal. So I think like addressing yeah. like, I know I probably shouldn't do this, or I'm sorry if this is a little bit weird, but I really, and then follow it with a compliment and then do your thing.
Yeah, I agree with that. Shows you understand the social norms and you're not unaware.
Yeah, say the unspoken thing out loud first.
Yes.
So that they don't have a chance to think it. If mm-hmm. you say it, you force that thought. Mm-hmm. And the chances are that you probably aren't actually a jerk or weird or out of place.
Yeah.
But by you saying it, you force the thought instead of allowing them to have it silently in their head.
Exactly.
Most likely, like, oh, it's no big deal.
Yeah. No, I think that's good advice. Thank you for all of the words of wisdom. I'm trying to think. Those are my two big listener questions of the week. Any dating things pop up on your TikTok that have you kind of riled up or that you have questions about?
You know, I haven't got a lot of dating content lately because I kind of stopped interacting with anything outside of like your videos. I don't even see your videos on my For You page a ton anymore. I get maybe a couple a day. But no, I've been getting like a lot of like Karens and stuff like that on mine. Yeah, I don't know. I have a video I'm going to make tomorrow about a Karen that I thought was really annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, what about you? What's been on your For You page lately?
Gosh, I'm trying, like, I feel like it's been a lot less dating stuff. I feel like I've been really entrenched in the new job, which has been nice. Mm-hmm. So now I feel like, what was one I saw recently? I've seen a few about like dating events where it was like a woman went to a speed dating event, and then man and woman went to a speed dating event. I guess I just revealed the big reveal of the story, but a guy calls into a radio show that basically tracks down people that ghosted you. It's, you know, this person, we went on a date, they ghosted me, you go call, track them down and see what went wrong, use it as entertainment, whatever. Kind of a weird like idea for a show that I'm surprised people would ever participate in.
Have you ever seen John Breaks Bad News or Dave Breaks Bad News or something like that? I'm gonna look it up while we're talking about it. Okay. So I can
I'll finish the story while you do that. And so guy calls in, Trisha and I went out on this date, Oh no, where did she go? Okay, we'll call Trisha. He gives the phone number. They call Trisha. He's not on the air with her. And they say, Trisha, you went on this date with a guy named John. You know, why didn't you want to see him again? She says, I don't recall any John. When did, like, you know, I have no idea what you're talking about. And they say, oh, you know, miscommunication here. How about we put John on the phone and you explain, you guys try to figure out what's going on. John and Trisha start talking on this radio show. And he's saying, yeah, we went on a date. And she says, I don't know what you're talking about. She says, when was this date? He says, like, last Thursday. And she says, I wasn't on a date, but I went to a speed dating event. And he says, yeah, that was the date, the speed date that he had with her. And she said, like, whoa, wait a second. Like, she hadn't given her number or any information
interesting
to him. And that was the date he was talking about. Yeah, it was a date. And it turns out, like, he was part of the organizing team and, like, took her number. Like, you're only supposed to get people's phone number if you two, like, match or say you like each other.
Yeah.
He hadn't. And so he was trying to, like, scheme his way into this using the show. And, like, the show host, like, apologized and stuff for it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So there's this guy. It is John. It's John from John Breaks Bad News is the TikTok account. If you've never seen this, this guy is hilarious. Mm-hmm. What you do is you give him your bad news, mm-hmm. the person's phone number, and he calls them mm-hmm. and breaks the bad news for you. Like, wait, can I do it like this? Like,
hello. Hi, Jeremy. This is John from John Breaks Bad News. I have some bad news from Dr. Packenwood. We gave you the wrong organs on your transplant, and they're going to have to repossess them back. They'll be sending someone before the end of this month, and it might take an extra one or two while they're at it.
That one was a joke, but it's like that kind of stuff. It'll be like, oh, it looks like you had a bad date with, or I think that would be hilarious. Not hilarious, but maybe, well, yeah, funny, but like maybe also really effective way. Mm-hmm. Instead of ghosting someone, mm-hmm. like, hey, this is John from John Breaks Bad News. Buddy wanted me to let you know that, you know, you the way you eat tortilla chips is really, she does actually eat tortilla chips like an insane person. But buddy wanted me to let you know that the way that you ate tortilla chips at the Mexican restaurant was like a huge deal breaker for him. And he's going to need you to lose his number. He is no longer interested. But anyway, she's like, what? Wait, what?
That's so funny.
John from John Breaks Bad News. It's so funny. But I think people should use that to do breakups instead of ghosting. I think it'd be hilarious.
And then you might get your tires slashed. Let's hope you don't. Yeah. But, I mean, do it before you guys figure out where people live. You know, I don't know. That'd be fun. They have to know they have a good sense of humor.
John from John Breaks Bad News.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Yep. I mean, any other dating questions?
No, those were the big ones.
You had Snarfs today.
I did. It was very
good. We're in Austin, and Snarfs is new to Austin.
Yes, they're
maybe
from
a
Denver.
Month.
Yes.
Yeah.
Snarfs. I like, kind of expensive for a sandwich, but I think it was solid.
It is very expensive for a sandwich.
It is.
Charlotte's sandwich today was rotisserie chicken on white bread with like standard veggies mm-hmm. and avocado.
Yep.
Right now, before I say it, guess how much you think that sandwich would cost? A 7-inch sandwich, toasted white bread, rotisserie chicken. Roasted chicken, rotisserie, same thing.
I know how much it costs if you're like looking for me to say it.
And it was $17.
Yep.
$17.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
It is stupid.
If it was a foot long for 17, it would still be stupid.
Yeah.
It's a 7-inch sub. Yeah. It's, I'm not good. Yeah. It is convenient to get to from where the house is, and I would go all the time if it was like half that.
Yeah.
$10. Let me get out the door for $10.
Yeah.
It's a sandwich.
Yeah.
Sprouts. If you don't know, by the way, sorry, sandwich rant. Places like Snarfs, which sandwiches are good. Snarfs is $17 for a 7-inch sandwich with nothing fancy. No bacon, no extra dressings, nothing. You can go to Sprouts and get a sandwich at lunchtime for $4.99. When I go, I get chicken salad, double chicken salad, add bacon, tomato, and red onion on sourdough, and that's $6.99.
Yeah, because you added bacon.
Double ham and cheese, light mayo on sourdough, $4.99, $5.99.
Yeah.
Or you can go to one of those shops and pay $17 for a chicken sandwich. I have beef.
No, you had chicken.
You had chicken. I didn't eat a sandwich because I wasn't paying $35.
You ate meatloaf.
I ate meatloaf leftovers at home, which was way better.
It was really good. I'm glad you made meatloaf.
Yeah, it was way better than a $17 plain chicken sandwich.
There was avocado.
And the cashier had pink eye, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, well, now we're going to Sprouts tomorrow.
Yeah.
What are you writing on your bottom of the barrel slip this evening? I guess close up.
I have a Kill Tony bit that I've been wanting to do, but I don't want to sit at the bar all night to hopefully get on Kill Tony. So I'm going to write the topic of my Kill Tony joke on the bottom of the barrel thing tonight. Maybe a couple of them.
Yeah. I mean,
because there's a couple of them that I'm not saying out loud that I've told you about that if I could put it on a slip, it.
I mean, yeah. Grab multiple slips.
Spread positivity and love. Don't go to Snarf's because it's $85 for a chicken sandwich with pink eye.
And don't be a creep.
And don't be a creep.
That's your lesson for this episode.
Yes.
Hope this all helps you.
Yep.
Well, thank you everybody for listening to another episode. I'll over and out this, and thank you for joining me. Love you very much.
You too.
Bye.